The clinic is on a busy spot on Moreland Avenue with lots of transportation access. A previous center downtown closed over a year ago when its lease ran out. Stacy Fox is president of Planned Parenthood Southeast. She says its three other Georgia clinics saw about 8,000 patients last year.
Predominantly, our patients are about 15 to 29-year-olds, women of color, living at 150% or more under the federal poverty level, and those are the women who qualify for Medicaid.
She says that Medicaid help could end if federal defunding proposals were to pass. Fox says this center is opening as service providers face a number of challenges.
So the Title X grants have been cut down to a year. Some of the teen pregnancy grants have been cut out altogether.
Starting next month, the clinic will offer services including cancer screenings, tests and treatments for STIs, and medication abortions. No surgical procedures here. Across the street, eight protesters wave signs that read, "I am the pro-life generation." Ryan Eyrick drove down from Charlotte, North Carolina.
So for me personally, I'm just opposed to abortion. And so I see abortion as taking the life of someone who's innocent, taking the innocent life of the preborn.
Georgia has more than 70 crisis pregnancy centers that aim to dissuade clients from having abortions. Last month, many of them began applying for $2 million of state grant money. Fox says Planned Parenthood providers frequently see women who've gotten misinformation about their pregnancies. Georgia has one of the nation's highest maternal mortality rates and ranks in the top 10 states for most sexual infections. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.